Hello.
Hi, Zoom Career Customer Support, returning your call back. How are you today?
I'm doing okay, and yourself?
I'm great. Thanks so much for asking. Can I have your zip code, please?
Pardon me, can you have what?
I'm sorry.
I didn't understand you. Can you have what?
This is Ricky with Customer Support, returning your call back. Can I have your zip code, please? Like, pull up your account.
Okay, 48089.
First and last name.
Nicola Crockett.
I'm sorry.
Nicola Crockett.
Okay. And can you verify the address for me, please?
11116 Lazier Avenue, Warren, Michigan, 48089.
Me take some information as well, Mom, please. I'm on your account to load. Okay, and still loading one moment. Okay, looks like you did actually order the Avera Beauty Cream. It looks like you did actually order the eye serum as well. How may I help you today?
Okay, so I wanted to return it, but I called a lady I called earlier, and I don't know how we the I guess the I guess the lady didn't hear me because she just hung up on me. I kept saying hello, hello, and she said I'm hanging up because no one's responding, but I guess she didn't hear me. It's some bad connection or whatever, but I was telling her that I received the product on Saturday. I used it Sunday, and I don't like it. It dries my skin out real bad, and I wanted to return it. However, I had no idea it costed $125. I can't, for one, I can't afford it. But two, it just don't work for my skin. She said that she would give me a 60 days to try it out or something, but I don't want to try it out. I wanted to just return it and get a refund because I can't afford $250, for some beauty cream. So I was trying to get a refund.
Okay, we don't receive product back once you receive is yours to keep.
Okay, so the product said that you get a 7 day trial. I only had it one day, and my account was debited. I didn't even have it 7 days, but however, I'm not gonna even use it anymore. So I can't afford the $250. The one product, the other cream, I don't even know. I don't know how I even end up with that. I kept pushing the no, but for some reason they sent it to me anyway. I was thinking that maybe, okay, that came with the cream, but I guess not. But that's $250. I don't have that kind of money. I got five children to buy Christmas for.
Okay.
So I was just wanting to return the product and get my money back or do something to get a refund.
Okay. So I do apologize, ma'am. The charges, the charges will have to stay. However, you didn't cancel within your time period of your trial. However, ma'am, your account has already been canceled. You won't receive any more charge or anything else. But I do apologize. We don't receive product back as well, ma'am. It'll stay there online in terms and conditions.
Okay, so you say you I exceeded my trial.
Yes, I mean you didn't cancel
Is
within the
that
time period of your trial.
what do you mean I didn't care? I just got it Saturday.
Okay, so if you didn't receive within a time period, ma'am, you're supposed to give us a call in.
So when was I was going to call you to I called today. Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's not 7 days.
Okay, so I do apologize, ma'am. The 7 days start from the day that you place order. It doesn't start from the day that you receive. It starts from the day that you place orders.
Well, how can I trial something that I don't even have?
Yes, ma'am. It's 3 days to receive it, 4 days to try it. I'm sorry, it's 4 days to receive it. Yeah, 3 days to receive, 4 days to try it. Excuse me.
That didn't happen then. I received it Saturday. I tried it Sunday. And when I tried it, I said, no, I don't like this. But even then, I didn't realize it was $125. So I said, tomorrow I'm going to call them and cancel it. I wasn't thinking about a refund because I didn't think I was charged yet because I had only had it one day. But today, when my account was debited, $250 for a product I'm not going to ever use.
Okay.
So, I mean, I understand that now that I have it, you don't want it back. But I just don't feel like that's right, that's fair, because I didn't have it 7 days. I'm not going to use the product, and I'm out of $250.
Okay, so I do apologize, mm-hmm. but those charges are valid, ma'am. The charges, what does they have? Your account is completely canceled, okay?
Okay, it's canceled. I understand that. Can I get an email or something, some kind of evidence that it's canceled, something
yes,
saying
ma'am.
That it's canceled?
Yes, ma'am. I will go ahead and get that request that it gets sent back to you as well, okay?
And about a refund, can I talk to someone about a refund? I got to listen, honey. I don't have $250.
But she will say the same information just stated to you, ma'am.
Pardon me?
I can get you up to my supervisor, but she will state the same information just stated to you.
Okay, can I please talk with her, please?
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I can get you over, but she will state the same information just stated to you, ma'am.
Okay, can I please speak with her, please?
Okay, no problem. Let me go ahead and
I just gotta do everything I can to try to get my money back. I got 5 kids to buy Christmas for.
Okay, well, no problem. Okay.
Uh-uh.
Well, give me one moment. I'm going to go ahead and get you counsel so I can get you over to my supervisor. One moment, ma'am, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, and I'm still here. One moment.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mom, please, I'm still here. Okay. Hold on, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, I'm just slow and everything. It's just slow, not a little slow.
Just fine.